Good evening, sisters. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer this evening to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us from the beginning of time to the present day. Father, I ask that you please forgive me any sins I've committed so that this prayer will not be hindered. We request your prayer for the sick, those that are shut in, those that are incarcerated. We pray, Father, for those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. We ask a special prayer for this country and its world leaders therein. Father, we ask that you bless your children during our daily walk with you. Bless the teachers, preachers, elders, and deacons who have been put in place to help lead your flock, Father. We ask that this goes in peace, peacefully, without any confusion. Father, we ask that you bless this sisterhood and the family they represent, the admins and the administrative assistants of LPW. Keep our hearts as one, Father, with you and along this journey. Build our faith. Continue to allow us to give us the knowledge and the courage to work this harvest. Give us a clean heart so that we may continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we ask you to bless the speakers and participants of tonight's program. We pray that the things that we hear tonight, we can and will apply them to our daily lives. We ask that you continue to bless the current and future programs put on by the Lady Prayer Warriors, including the scheduled 100 Days of Prayer and the Prayer Retreat. Most of all, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who died and sacrificed himself for our sins, giving us hope for eternal life. For it is in the mighty name of Jesus that we ask it all. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Deborah Wills, for offering our opening prayer on our behalf. All right, next we will have our benevolence team salute by dear Sister Felicia Finney.
Good evening, sisters. I am humbly grateful to be afforded the opportunity by our administration and our administrative assistant to be the presenter on tonight for our benevolence team. So first, I just would like to present it as a group of about 25 Lady Queer Warrior sisters who is led by our administrator, Sister Sharaka Latora Milton. And we meet on the first and third Monday of every month, and we come together, put our minds together to come up with ways of how we could be more service and to serve as God commanded us to serve. And what we do, we have several programs. We also have several projects that we work on, and one of the projects is our Hades project, and that is in two phases. The first phase is where we send donations of rice and beans to about four Churches of Christ congregations in Hades to assist our brothers and sisters and the children in Hades. And in our phase two of the Hades mission, we assist an orphanage with clothing, food, and many other items that the children would need, even including school supplies for them as well. And with donations of $35 that we support these children in Hades on every quarterly when we send these items down to Hades. We also have many other projects that we have, such as the 24-hour prayer-a-thon that we just had back in September, which is every September we have the 24-hour prayer-a-thon. We also have the upcoming 100 Days of Prayer, which starts on January 1st and it runs through April 10th, where we pray constantly for for 24 hours every minute of the day. We are offering and rendering prayer up to the Father on our behalf of our sisters. We also have other projects that we work on as well, such as the Turkey Drive, which is upcoming. We are currently running, and we are looking for a donation of $25 to help feed families who may not be able to afford that Thanksgiving meal for the holiday. We also have the India Project and the Widow Love Project as well. And those are just a few of the projects that we do work on. And as I just stated, currently we are holding our annual turkey drive. And if you are interested in assisting us in helping, just look into your heart and go ahead and go to the website and donate $25 to help the less fortunate families during the Thanksgiving holiday season. We also like to, the turkey drive, we have a goal to assist 100 families. So if you can just look into your heart, find it in your heart to help us reach our goal and assisting those families, we would greatly appreciate it, and you will be blessed by God. Send in a donation, go onto the website, www.ladyprayerwarriorscoc.com, and just click on that donation button, and you can go ahead and submit a donation that way. You can submit a donation through Cash App, PayPal, and those are just a few of the ways that you can submit a donation, or even through postal mail with the check. You can go ahead and send that in, and you can go onto the website, and you will find the information there as well. Yeah, and if you are interested in becoming the Lady Prayer Warriors, if you are interested in being a part of a phenomenal work in the Lord under the benevolence team, reach out to Sister Sharaka Melton, our administrator, who is our team leader, or any one of the administrators, the administrative assistant, and they will be able to go ahead and get you set up to becoming a member of this benevolence team with the Lady Prayer Warriors of the Church of Christ. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sister Felicia Finney, for our benevolence team salute. We will now get ready for our scripture reading by Sister Diane DeGraffery.
Good evening, sisters. I will be reading scripture from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, and it will be coming from the English Standard Version. Verse 16, rejoice always. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for reading God's word, Sister Diane. Next up, we have our song service by Sister Cynthia Watson.
Good evening, sisters. It's a blessing to be singing a song of praise tonight. While the world looks on me as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, oh, I wish they could see that and a good place to sleep. There is food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me a love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all what matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. I've got a roof up above me. I've got a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me a love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. You gave me a love, Lord, and a fine family. And I thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. All right. We are going to introduce our speaker, done by Sister Angela Hunter.
Good night, sisters. It's my delight and great pleasure to introduce our speaker for tonight, Sister Dorothy Ross Jenkins. She is one of our administrators for Lady Prayer Warriors of the Church of Christ. She is no stranger to our Friday night Bible series, having spoken on several topics. Sister Jenkins is a retired educator. She taught in Georgia public schools for 33 years. She is a dedicated member of the Renaissance Church of Christ in Atlanta, Georgia, where she serves on the Guardian Ministry, working with new converts. She sings with the Golden Voices of Renaissance and has been with the chorus for more than 35 years. Sister Jenkins celebrated on March 10, 2022, her marriage to Brother Johnny Jenkins for 50 long years. She has two adult children, a daughter, Callie, and a son, Calvin. She has two grandchildren, grandsons, Amir, 18, and granddaughter, Ryan, 11. Sister Jenkins' favorite scripture is Proverbs 31:30. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. I introduce to some and present to others our speaker, Sister Dorothy Ross Jenkins.
Good evening, sisters. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am delighted to have this opportunity once again to present a lesson from God's holy and divine word. I am appreciative to our administration for giving me the approval to participate as a speaker on this month's Bible series, in which we have entitled, Thank You for Your Blessing. I would be remiss if I didn't say thanks to all of our program participants, our most gracious host, Sister Sharaka Melton, Sister Deborah Wheels for our opening prayer, Sister Felicia Finney for our benevolent team salute. Our scripture reading by Sister Diane DeGraffer Reed. Sister Cynthia Watson for our beautiful song praise. Sister Angela Hunter for that wonderful, wonderful introduction. And Sister Katrina Stafford, who has so graciously consented to do our closing prayer. Sisters, there's a song I love to sing entitled, Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessing on Me. The lyrics goes like this. While the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but they are wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. And I thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. And I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. Sisters, if you have your copy of God's Word, I invite you to please come with me to the book of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 18. I will be reading from the English Standard Version to lay the foundation for our lesson. Again, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 18. And the scripture reads, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Thus goes the reading of God's holy and divine word. Sisters, what a powerful theme for the month of November. Thank you for your blessing. Sisters, saying thank you creates a connection between two people. It means that a good deed is acknowledged and remembered. Saying thank you is a potentially powerful act. And so is choosing not to say thank you. The psalmist says in the book of Psalms, chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, I will give thanks to you, Lord, for all my heart. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. As I thought carefully about our theme, sisters, I realized that we will never be able to finish expressing our gratitude for all God's wonderful deeds, but we can start with a sincere thank you through our prayer. Sisters, embedded within our text are three commands in which the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians who are in Thessalonica. He expressed the need for them to engage themselves by being obedient to these three commands. Paul exhorts saying, number one, rejoice always. Number two, pray without ceasing. And number three, give thanks in all circumstances. Sisters, for our consideration, I would like to speak to you on a topic centered around our theme, transforming gratitude into thanksgiving. Transforming gratitude into thanksgiving. In presenting this lesson, I would like to share three main focal points from which we will hinge our lesson. Focal point number one, experiencing God's amazing grace when we go through difficulties in life. Focal point number two, benefits of gratitude that will transform our life into one that is of thanksgiving. And focal point number three, a biblical example of gratitude and thanksgiving, the story of the 10 lepers. The questions we share on the table tonight are, what is gratitude? And how do we transform gratitude into thanksgiving? Sisters, throughout Scripture, we are called to do many things. Pray, love our neighbor, give of our finances, and the list goes on. The same is often true of our call to be grateful. We can read in the Bible multiple times where the believers are being reminded of the importance of being thankful and continually expressing their gratitude. Yet living a life of gratitude isn't that easy. Like any spiritual discipline, it requires our time, our effort, and our faithful practice. Sisters, without some effort, feelings of gratitude will often escape us and pass by as quickly as they come. When we look at Scripture, it offers us some important insights and ideas into how we might be able to effectively employ practices of gratitude as a spiritual discipline. Research suggests that gratitude can't simply be grouped with other emotions like happiness or anger, because unlike other emotions, gratitude takes a conscious effort to be grateful. We must first take the time to recognize that something has been done for our benefit. Haven't you heard people say, if you truly forgive someone, you forget it? Or if you truly have forgotten a hurt that was done to you, you should have forgotten it. If the Lord got you through your bad times, you should be grateful, and you should not be regurgitated all that stuff that happened a long time ago. To this, sisters, all I can say is mercy, Lord. Sisters, this is my story, my difficult and trying time of event. And as traumatic as it was, I cannot ever forget, because I am also reminded of God's grace, his goodness, and his bountiful mercy. When I think about how it could have been so different for me, even until this day, someone may be asking, why would anyone allow their mind to go back to such a painful chain of events? Why? Sisters, some things will never go away, although we survive and we live to tell about it. So for me, I feel it is necessary, so we're going back. And this is my story. Yes, it was about 34 years ago when I had to face the unseemly, yet the realization that the problem of alcohol and drug abuse were at my front door. More precisely, sisters, this problem had entered my home. All of a sudden, my life was being turned upside down. I was being troubled with financial difficulties. Bills were not being paid on time. Some had escalated and even multiplied. Money was no longer available for shopping sprees or even recreation. I found myself not being able to meet with the bare necessities of life. We had just had a new addition to our family, my son Calvin. One would think that my life would be filled with all the joy this little baby would bring. But then it happened. My husband announced that he had a problem, one that he had been wrestling with, one that he thought he would rather die than to have to tell me. But then he tells me that he is hooked on alcohol and has a cross dependency with drugs. My heart pounded as if heavy bricks were being crushed against my chest. This announcement, as I look back, was met with a great fear and a strong bewilderment as I wondered what I would do. You see, he not only announced that he had a problem, but asked me to help him. His exact words, as I remember them, were, "You can't leave me. You got to help me. I have seen the Lord work in your life. If you are a Christian, you will pray for me." As I listened, never before until that very moment, I realized that all of my religious teachings were being tested. My faith was on the line. How would I stand the test? Would I be able to? Where was I going to find the strength to work through this turbulence, the roaring and troubled waters, and the mountains that were beginning to shake in my life? Sisters, after going through such a devastating blow, I was no longer able to travel and just pursue other dreams. it was very difficult to keep in mind that this testing had not come upon me because of something I did or did not do. I was now being fixated on my limitations, but my God isn't limited. I knew if I was to survive all of this, I needed a greater power. I needed God to get me through. During my times of adversity and emotional turmoil, I had to learn to cultivate gratitude, an emotion that would allow me to express thankfulness and appreciation because it impacted this overall experience. I called it my growing up time, my standing on my own two feet and looking for a third leg to prop me up. I had chosen a life of private communication with God in prayer. Sisters, as I transformed my gratitude into thanksgiving, I began to improve my mental, physical, spiritual, and relational well-being. Just being grateful led me back to where I could experience happiness even during my trying times. Today, I find myself saying, this too will pass. I have even learned how to quiet my spirit by saying, let me go and talk to the Lord. Sisters, there's nothing I would do without talking to God first. Prayer is just that powerful. Sisters, we all have the ability and the opportunity to cultivate gratitude. We dare not forget how God brought us out, how God lifted us from our downtrodden state. And here we stand today. We should take a few moments to focus on all that we have, rather than complain about all the things we think we deserve or even what went wrong. But oh, my sweet sisters, yes, this was some ordeal 34 years ago. I was guilty of feeling so deserving of what I thought was good in my life. You see, I was in my 16th year of marriage, 10 years living in my new home, 9 years after earning 3 educational degrees, 2 beautiful children God had blessed my life with, and how can this man do this to me? I waited for him in marriage. I had the idea of a marriage. And believe me, there were enough jealousy going around from family and so-called friends who were just waiting to see how all of this was going to play out. Sisters, gratitude is not an attitude. It is something that flows out of you. Gratitude happens when we are overwhelmed by something or somebody. It is recognizing the bonus value for favorable things or positive life experiences for which we did not actively work toward or ask for. So many times we spend time in prayer asking God for things, and they can even be good things that meet spiritual needs in our life and the lives of others. But sisters, have we searched our hearts and pondered God's goodness and provision? Is our prayer request out of balance with our need to offer and give God thanksgiving for what he has already done? This thought, sisters, promoted and motivated the premise for our lesson. So now we want to look at our scriptural text, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 16 through 18. We want to examine closely the historical background of the book of 1 Thessalonians. The book of 1 Thessalonians was written in Corinth by Paul to the church in Thessalonica. Paul is sending this letter of thanksgiving for the good report that he had received from Timothy regarding their commitment to Christ. In the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 18, Paul writes regarding their personal worship. He tells them, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Sisters, what is Paul really saying to these Christians at Thessalonica? Now let's observe Paul's first command, verse 16, rejoice always. Joy is that feeling of delight which arises from the possession of present good or from the anticipation of future happiness. In both respects, Christians have an abundant reason for constant joy because we possess the blessing of forgiveness, the sure prospect of eternal life, and we have the consciousness that all things work together for good to them that love God, Romans 8 and verse number 28. So here we see Paul exhorts the Thessalonians. He not only tells them that they should rejoice in happy times, but they should rejoice in sad times also. Paul is careful to explain these three commands as he writes to the Christian in Thessalonica. He expresses that they should engage themselves in these three commands. Number one, rejoice. Number two, keep praying. Number three, give thanks. Now let's see what the Bible is saying. The first command, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse number 16. Rejoice always. Sisters, there are two sources from which our joy may come. One from our circumstances of pleasant and joyous character. The other, our communion with God. Somewhere I came across this descriptive analysis of the two sources from which joy derives, and it says, joy is like a river that is composed of two affluents, one of which rises away up in the mountain and is fed by eternal snows. The other springs on the plain somewhere and is but the drainage of surface water. And when hot weather comes, there's a drought all over the land. Sisters, until we can see that the different circumstances may influence how we feel as we make a conscious decision to do what God says, then and only then can we begin to see people and circumstances around us in a new perspective. When we obey God's will find it easier to be joyous and thankful. One means of promoting Christian joyfulness is through prayer. The second commandment, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse number 17. Pray without ceasing. Sisters, this does not mean that we have to go around praying all day long with nothing else to do. Although we cannot spend all of the time on our knees, it is possible to have a prayerful attitude at all times. This attitude is built upon acknowledging our dependence on God. Think about it, sisters. Is there any one of you that is on this call tonight who can truly say that they can do something without God? Did you wake yourself up this morning? I know some of us may be thinking that the alarm clock we set before going to sleep woke us up. Not true at all. Sisters, we must realize that it is God's presence within us, and we should be determined that we are going to obey him fully. We will find it natural to pray frequent, spontaneous, and short prayers throughout the day. Sisters, a prayerful attitude is not a substitute for regular times of prayer, but should be an outgrowth of those times. The third command, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse number 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Paul tells these Thessalonian Christians in verse number 18, in everything, give thanks. Sisters, Paul is saying to these Christians, if you truly trust in God's providence and believe that your prayers are heard, every moment of occurrence will be just that which you have prayed for, the fulfillment of God's will. It is for this reason thanksgiving is so inseparably joined with prayer. Philippians 4 and 6, Colossians 4 and 2. This is the will of God. Paul tells the Thessalonians that they should always be full of thanksgiving. This clause hardly enforces thanksgiving as a duty. Paul admonishes these Christians at Thessalonica to give thanks always, for you recognize the duty of doing God's will. And this is his will. Now let's observe focal point number one, experiencing God's amazing grace when we go through difficulties in life. The Bible says, blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. James 1:12. Only when we stand as a testimony for God in many kinds of trials arranged by God can we gain God's approval and be blessed by God. For example, sometimes God allows for the torment of illness, the persecution of satanic attacks, the abandonment by relatives, or very kinds of disappointments in life to come on us, which contains the good intentions of God. Sisters, just knowing this, we should seek God often to achieve true knowledge of trials and then give obedience to his will. Only in this way can we truly understand why God makes us undergo this suffering and can we enjoy the true blessing God bestows upon us. Moving along, focal point number 2. Benefits of gratitude that will transform our lives into one of thanksgiving. Sisters, there are some great benefits that can be ours for the taking. A definition for gratitude is gifts outweighing exchange. There are at least 6 benefits that will transform our lives into thanksgiving. Number 1, gratitude improves our physical, emotional, and social well-being. Number 2, gratitude improves feelings of connection in time of loss or crisis. Number 3, gratitude strengthens our heart, immune system, and decreased blood pressure. Number 4, gratitude expands our capacity for forgiveness. Number 5, gratitude decreases stress and anxiety. And number 6, gratitude heightens our spirituality, our ability to see something bigger than ourselves. Sisters, what great benefits. Our third and final focal point is a biblical example of gratitude and thanksgiving. 10 lepers were healed. Where are the 9? Gratitude requires us not just having a feeling of being thankful, but acting on it and living it. Verse number 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Sisters, have you ever wondered why gratitude comes so hard to us? Why do feelings of entitlement and envy invade our thoughts? Let's observe the teaching of gratitude as seen in the gospel according to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into the village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And verse number 19, then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Luke tells us that the lepers go to the priest and are cleansed. But the story doesn't end there. A single leper, a Samaritan, returns and throws himself at the feet of Jesus. We see our Lord raising questions. Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Jesus asked, "Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Jesus wants us to show gratitude. In this account of the thankful leopard, Jesus is clearly angry at the unthankfulness of the 9 lepers who didn't return. Sisters, we must train ourselves to show thanks, to give thanks, and to be filled with thanksgiving. Without being thankful disciples, we won't be pleasing to Jesus. But this thankfulness is sometimes time-consuming. Sometimes it requires going out of our way, delaying some of our most urgent appointments. A life of thanksgiving is a life of prayer. Sisters, the 10 were asked to go see the priest to be healed. Sisters, we should pray first before going to our doctors to be healed. We should pray first before things we have to do. We must pray first before we get so involved in everyday life activities. Sisters, prayer should be first. Thanksgiving should be first. Finally, gratitude is an important component in our salvation. Were all the 10 lepers healed? Yes, they were all saved. Yes, in the sense that they were rescued from their disease, but not in the sense of drawing close to God in thankfulness and dependence. The 9 were saved physically, but not spiritually. Sisters, we should examine our hearts and ask ourselves, do we have a spirit of gratitude, one that gives God thanks for all the things he has done and continues to do in our lives? Gratitude impacts us as recipients of kindness by motivating us to perform our own acts of kindness for others. When we recognize what we have had in the past and what we have now, then our gratitude will create a pay-it-forward mentality. It doesn't matter whether we give something back to the person who gave to us or what the world around us wants to give. As it relates to our motivation as Christians, we consider God the ultimate benefactor, providing us and granting us with grace and mercy despite our undeserving nature, transforming gratitude into thanksgiving. Sisters, regardless of how difficult our circumstances may be, we can find reasons to thank God. We can be thankful that all things work together for our good if we belong to him, Romans 8 and verse number 28. We can be thankful that God's grace is sufficient to sustain us in every circumstance, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. We can be thankful that nothing can separate us from God's love, Romans 8, 37 through 39. We can be thankful that God supports us spiritually when trials produce difficulty in our prayer life, Romans 8 and verse number 26. And we can be thankful because rough circumstances also prove the genuineness of our faith, 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. As I hasten to my conclusion, Franklin D. Williams in 1933 penned one of my favorite song praises, Your Grace and Mercy. The songwriter says, "Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Thank you for saving a sinner like me to tell the world salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right, but you watched over me all day and all night. Justice demanded that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, oh no, we have already paid the price. You see, I was blind, but thank God I can see. It was because grace and mercy came along and rescued me. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through." Paul exhorts, saying in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 18, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Transforming gratitude into thanksgiving. Thank you, sisters.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that powerful lesson, Sister Dorothy Ross Jenkins. Now we'll have our closing prayer before our comments by Sister Katrina Stafford.
Thank you, Sister Sharaka. Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy, for that powerful, powerful lesson. Let us pray, sisters. Dear Heavenly Father, we come with a bowed head and a humble heart. Father, we come just thanking you for this night. We thank you for the opportunity to come together to hear another portion of your word. Father, I pray that all who has heard on tonight, Father, that they are inspired and encouraged. God, I come just asking for forgiveness of sin. I pray that there is nothing that will hinder this prayer from reaching you on tonight. Lord, we just thank you so much, Father God. Father, we thank you for our families, for our jobs, the church, and most importantly, Father, we thank you for your son. Father, we thank you for prayer. Father, I come just thanking all those who have participated on the program on tonight, Father. Father, I thank you for the word that was brought to our hearing by our dear sister, Dorothy Jenkins. Father, we thank you for just allowing her to be able to present this lesson so that all could understand. God, I ask that you please continue to crown her with the wisdom and knowledge to be able to teach your word. Father, I pray that we are all thankful for so many blessings that you have given us. Father, we know that it's not because that we've been so righteous. Father, we know that we have not always done the right things, been to the right places, or said the right things, Father God, but you continue to bless us, and we're just so thankful for your grace and your mercy. Father, I pray that as we go throughout our lives, Father God, that we would allow our gratitude to transform into thanksgiving. Father, I pray that you continue to bless this group so that we can continue to bless others. Father, I come just asking a special prayer for our upcoming 100 days of prayer. Father, I pray that we all recognize that it's a blessing to be able to receive prayer, Father God, and it's a blessing to be able to experience the power of prayer. Father, I ask that you be with our families, Father. Father, I ask that you heal those who are sick. Comfort those who are bereaving. Father, I ask before I end this prayer that we don't take your blessings for granted. I pray that we are thankful for our trials and for our tribulations because we know that our troubles won't last always and we know where our help comes from and that's from you, God Almighty. God, help us to be thankful for all things. I ask that you will continue to protect and guide us throughout this night, Father God. These things I humbly ask in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that beautiful closing prayer, Sister Katrina. But we're going to start with the administrator with our comments on tonight. To express our thanks and encouragement to Dorothy for this powerful, powerful lesson, truly powerful. We'll start with Sister Pepe Emil. Sister Pepe Emil. Can y'all hear me? Uh-oh,
dang.
Can you, I'm driving. Can we unmute?
Yeah, hold one second.
I'm sorry. while. Katrina, you can go ahead and do your comment.
All right. First, I would just like to thank all of the program participants. If we have any first-time callers, thank you for calling in on tonight. Just pray that this is not your last time calling in. And thank you so much, Sister Dorothy. You really hit home on tonight. You did an awesome, awesome, awesome job. You just broke it down to us. And just thank you for just being transparent with your testimony on tonight. You told us the three commandments, to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks for all circumstances. And I just like how you, I even like the title, Transforming Gratitude to Thanksgiving. I think we're so used to saying that gratitude is an attitude, but you told us on tonight that it wasn't. So I thank you for just going in depth in exactly what it means to be thankful. You said a lot on tonight. You told us to keep prayer and thanksgiving first. And you also asked a provoking question, do we have the spirit of gratitude? And that's something that I have to examine for myself, because on tonight that you told us that we have to be thankful for all things, and even through our difficulties, that is still amazing grace. So thank you on tonight. I did have a question I wasn't able to get when you said the benefits of gratitude that transfer our lives and how you explain what gratitude was. Did you say the gift outweigh exchange? I'm not for sure what you said.
And yes, that's correct.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I didn't think I got it. But, yeah, I just thought that was just powerful within itself, just breaking down what gratitude is. And I'm just grateful that I was on the call and how we should just remember how to have that gratitude and transfer it into Thanksgiving. And that because we're going to know, even through our difficulties, that all things is going to work together for the good of God. And I just thank you for just reminding us just to be thankful in all things. Thank you so much, sis.
Thank you, Sister Katrina, for your comments. I really appreciate it.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister.
Yes, I'm here. How are you airing me now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sister Shiraka, for hosting, and thanks to all our participants for making this Friday night another wonderful one. Thanks to all our first-time callers. If we do have any first-time callers, just know that you are our honored guest, and we are so delighted to have you. And we trust you heard something tonight to encourage you. And you'll be back with us another Friday night, same place, same time. Sister Dorothy.